everyone. We are starting Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, the bottom of page 278. Moving on to page 279, we're going to talk about the Dinam Asmichas Gula Tefillah. As you know, if you noticed, we are now moving forward in the Brach, in the Tefillah of Shmona Esrei. We have talked a lot about the introduction to Shmona Esrei and a lot of the Dinam that applies, Makom Kavua and Havsakas in Shmona Esrei. Now we are going to start moving into the Shmona Esrei itself. Before actually moving to the Shmona Esrei itself, we get to the Lach of Smichas Gula Tefillah, which is the last thing you're going to do before actually starting Shmona Esrei, which is obviously very much connected to our Shmona Esrei. Now, this din of Smich being Somech Geula Tefillah, being Somech the Geula, we're talking about the redemption of Yetzias Yitzchayim, which we're talking about the Parshas Shavua right now. We first mention the redemption of Gal Yisrael, and then we want to start our Shmona Esrei. Why is this? Why is this such an important thing? So, there are two answers brought down in the post. Number one, there is one answer, is it's a Gezeira Sakosif. Okay, we just said in the Tefillah of Lam Natzeach, L'manach Hashem Yom Tzara, Yisagem Hashem Elokei Yaakov. Yom Tzara, and then we say, V'samech to you L'ratzoni, Mefi V'gyelni, B'lefanach Hashem Tzari V'go'ali. Okay, it says over here, in the Ramah, you'll see it soon in the Ramah, Dichtiv Yanach Hashem Yom Tzara, V'samech to you L'ratzoni, Mefi V'go'ali. Okay, so that is Tzukim Ar. We're next to each other, so we have over here that we mentioned Yom Tzara, when it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from a Yom Tzara, which is a painful day, which means like the Geula, and then we have Yilu Ratzon Mefi V'Goni Nizach Hashem Tzara V'Goli, which is obviously the end of Tefillah, which is talking about Tefillah. So therefore, the Smichas of Geula and Tefillah, and therefore we're supposed to be Samachan. The second answer is brought down in the Beis Yosef. He says, no, it's also, there's a Svara. That we first want to carry ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu by mentioning one of the greatest things that Kadosh Baruch Hu ever did to us. We must first carry ourselves to Hashem by talking about Geula, and then we want to nitzas to Tefillah. It's a svara to say, first we want to talk about Geula, and then we go into Tefillah. And therefore, we learn over here they're not allowed to be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah, like the Mechaber says over here in Sivalf. Tzarech lismach Geula Tefillah, at the smichas Geula Tefillah, velo yasik beineim afilu ba'amin achar gal Yisrael. You're not supposed to have any hefsik between smichas Geula Tefillah, between the Geula and the beginning of Tefillah, even to answer amen on the bracha itself that we just got to gal Yisrael, whether you're going to answer amen on your own bracha, which we generally don't do, but that usually at the end of a section we do, but even on the chazan's bracha that we normally always say amen to, over here on the bracha of gal Yisrael, you do not answer amen, says the Mechaber. We do not add any psukim in our Shmona Esrei. We don't add any psukim outside of Shmona Esrei. Chutz mi Hashem society. The Gemara tells us the only pasuk we put in to our Shmona Esrei in between Smicha Geula Tefillah is Hashem society. Ufi agiti latecha, as the Gemara and Brachos tells us, that's considered tefillah richtadomi. It's considered an extension of tefillah, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek at all between smichas gula utfilah. Okay, so that is the din in general. We do not want to be masik at all between smichas gula utfilah. We're going to get there in a second. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. In Sivkot and Halev, before we get to the Sivkot and Halev, just to point out, the Pir Halacha talks so much how Chashav Hashem's Vasai Tivtach, as it's considered, so much Chelek of a Tefillah as a subject, whether you'd have to go back and start over again Tefillah if you forget Hashem's Vasai Tivtach. Look in Dimar Masl, Chozer V'Yomer, Ayin, Mr. Bro, V'Yishla, Ayin, in the Adam Shachach Lomar Hashem's Vasai Tivtach. Im ze mikri chisaron be'etzem ha'tfilah? Is that a chisaron that came into Kavur Rabbanim ha'tfilah? Although, is it so much certain part and parcel of the tfilah that it's something you would have to go back and start again with? Okay, in the middle of the bracha of Shmona Esrei, you would have to go back again. Oh, I forgot Shashem's Vasai Tzach, or not. So, even though Rav Moshe Feinstein is more machmer, and he holds, yes, it is a chisaron, the ikaron, part of tefillah, in Chelek Kehel Negris Moshe, Rav Moshe writes that, that's not the maskan of the Chavetz Chaim, the Chavetz Chavetz Chaim over here, four lines down, he says, V'yoster mistabra, delo amru ketfilah richta damya, rak le'in and sholia hesek ben gulu tefillah. That which we say you're allowed to put in between gulu tefillah, we consider it a headship as the beginning of tefillah, it's a tefillah richta damya. I have a low kitfila mamish. It's not mamish like tefillah. Actually, tzarech lachzer bishul zayde. You would not have to go back for that. That sounds like the maskan of the Chavetz Chaim. That you do not have to go back if you forget Hashem sasai tiftach. Okay, now lumaisa. What happens is very common. Let's say you're at Shachris. Let's say you're at Shachris and you forget Hashem sasai tiftach. Or by that, better than that, you start saying kishim Hashem akra. So just to understand Hashem society of Tach, we're saying Hashem society of Tach, Hashem, you should open up my lips,
so that I can say over your praises. So we're actually, it's like a tefillah, it's like a hendrik of the tefillah, we're saying, please. Right, we're asking permission of Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should be able to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're about to get to the first three brachos, which we'll learn next time, of that these are the praises of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we're asking permission to be able to praise a Kadosh Baruch Hu without even the permission of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can't even open our lips. That's how we assign every single Shemon Esrei. But at Shachris, you're not allowed, we see over here, not allowed to say Kishem Hashem Akra. How we go to Gilgal and Gainu? Let's say you find yourself in Shachris or Marav, which we also don't say Kishem Hashem Akra. You start yourself saying Kishem Hashem Akra. So Moreno Rabbeinu Harav said, if you're before, you didn't say Hashem Hashem yet, you just said Kishem, stop right there, just say Hashem Society of Tachim. You already said Hashem's name, Kishem Hashem. You already said Adoshem. Okay, then you just finish the pasuk and you go on to Hashem Society of Tachim. The opposite is true by Mincha. We add in Kishem Hashem Akra, which we'll understand in one moment. Okay, we add Kishem Hashem Akra in Mincha. One over there, if you skip Kishem Hashem Akra, you just start Hashem Society of Tach. Once you start Hashem Society of Tach, Kishem Hashem Akra is not as so important that you would go and you just continue on your Shemon Esrei. You don't go back and say Kishem Hashem Akra, you just continue from where you left off. That's what Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Shlita told me. Now, to understand why Kishem Hashem Akra we do say a Mincha, it's very simple. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yisikon Nalav. Aval b'musaf u'mincha mutr lomar psukim kodam Hashem society tach. Aval u'achar kach, you're allowed to say musaf u'mincha the psukim Hashem society tach. Aval musaf u'mincha mutr lomar psukim kodam Hashem society tach. You're allowed to add in other psukim by musaf u'mincha. Aval u'achar kach, after Hashem society tach, you can't absolutely connect because now you start your tefillah. Why? The puzzle that we call tefillah. Who? The hami high taima nuchal lomar to ben gulul tefillah. That's why you have to say between gulul tefillah because it's part of Hashem Society of Tach. It's part of the smichas gulul tefillah. Minei the kaven der kuvah rabbanim tefillah yeshlo din tefillah in kain ein lasik ben gulul tefillah shmona esrei. So number one is once you say Hashem Society of Tach, you are not allowed to be masik in anything. You already started your shmona esrei. Before that, at most of a mincha, you could say kishem Hashem akra. Why could you say kishem Hashem akra? Because there is no smichas gulul. Because there is no smichas geulu l'tfilah by Musaf and Mincha. We don't say Gal Yisrael at Musaf and Mincha. We go directly into Shemon Esrei. We say Ashrei. Or at Musaf, we say Kaddish. There is no smichas geulu l'tfilah. Therefore, we don't have to worry about Hefzik by Mincha and Musaf. And therefore, we say Kishem Hashem Akra. Okay, so says the Machaber over here that even saying Amen is considered a Hefzik. You're not allowed to be master between geulu l'tfilah with Hashem society, with anything else, even with the Amen of Gal Yisrael. Comes the Roman, he disagrees. Says the Yesh Omrim Shemotel Anos Amen al Gal Yisrael V'chein Noagin. Says the Roman that the minhag is that we do answer Amen after Gal Yisrael. That means that even though you're not allowed to be masik over here, where it's the Amen and the bracha of Gal Yisrael, that's not considered a hefsek. Even though everything else would be considered a hefsek, but Amen on Gal Yisrael is not considered a hefsek. And the Roman writes V'chein Noagin. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah does mention over here, and this is why the minhag is not like this. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here to look in Siman Samach Vav. It's Sivkaton Vav. If you look over there in Siman Samach Vav, he brings down over there that the minhag is not to answer Amen after Gal Yisrael. We do not answer Amen after Gal Yisrael, but rather you have to do a couple things. Either finish Gal Yisrael along with the Chazin, or you go ahead and you can even finish right before and send Hashem Society Tach before the Chazan says Gal Yisrael in order to get yourself out of answering Amen. Because really, Maker Didin, Ashkenaz, and Paskin, you say Amen after Gal Yisrael. But we want to get out of this machlokas, out of the suffix over here of a hefsek between Gal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei. Therefore, we don't want to answer Amen. Therefore, we either finish with the Chazan or we start our Shemon Esrei right before the Chazan, or you're a little bit behind the Chazan, then it's not going to be in between Gal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei. There's one other thing that we do, as you notice, is that many Chazanim, what they'll do is they'll tail off at the end of Gal Yisrael and they'll say it to themselves in order to make sure that people are not going to answer Amen, to be makir, to make a hecker that you don't answer Amen after Gal Yisrael. This is one of the few machlokas between Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Shlita and Rosh Shlomo Zalman, whether this is a good minhag or it's not a good minhag. Rav Nevenzel brings down in Hilchos Kriyachma over there in Siman Tzamuk Vav, he brings down Rosh Shlomo Zalman. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman was against this minhag, since the job of the chazan is to mimotzi the tzibor in general. That's why we have a chazan. Therefore, how can he not say the end of the bracha? He has to say the end of the bracha. Ravitzel points out that nowadays the chazan doesn't really do that nowadays. Everyone davens by themselves, they don't have their own sitter. And therefore, in order to get out of the suffix, we're mariach. When you're not marviach anything, we don't gain anything by the chazan not saying it out loud. So you should say it out loud, like the original takana of chazal. However, over here we're gaining the fact that we'll get out of this problem of people answering Amen to Gal Yisrael. And therefore, Ravitzel seems to be okay, very happy with the minhag of the chazan tailing off and not saying and not saying the Gal Yisrael out loud. And therefore, that's why many have this minhag to go ahead and do this. Now, moving on in the Ramah, and he says the following. V'yeshom. That which we say that you have to be somech gulul tefillah, not to be masik in between them. Hainu dafka b'chol o b'yontif. That's only on chol or yontif. Aval b'shabish ain't tzarich. But on Shabbos, even in Shachris, you would not have to worry about smichas gulul tefillah. That's the chat over here. Why? Why would this be? Why on Shabbos all of a sudden you wouldn't have smichas gulul tefillah? So over here, the Mishnah Ramah explains. The reason why we have the reason to be some gulatfila dichtiv yan chasham yom tzara, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will answer on a day of tzara, on a painful day. V'Shabbos lav zman tzara. And since Shabbos is a lav zman tzara, therefore we don't have to be some gulatfila on Shabbos. However, you notice this is only the Ramah. The Mechaber does not say this. It's because the reason that we said before, there's two reasons why we're Samech Gulul Tefillah. What is the Gzeres HaKosov, like we said before, this Gzeres HaKosov, and in a Hanami, according to the Gzeres HaKosov, you could say it does not apply by Shabbos. But the Svara that we want to be Karev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, and then start Shemoneh Esrei, that applies Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. And that's the Svara that's brought down in the Beis Yosef, and therefore he does not bring down this Indian of not saying that Shabbos is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, because itself, the Ramah himself, ends off. After these parentheses, we'll come back to the rest of the parentheses in a second. V'tov l'hachner imlo b'makom shetzarech l'kach. What should be machmer not to be masik between gula and tefillah even on Shabbos? Unless he needs, unless there's a real need. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. In Sikot and Ches, v'abes Yosef cholak azeh. The Beis Yosef cholak of a sphere laid out cross mach ba'alma. The cross is just a smach ba'alma. It's just a hint to this idea. V'ikr smichas gula tefillah u'mitivrei chachamim shedimush v'nasei brachos achar birchas gula lo'ava shemelech shebavet avik al petach ha'melech. The beloved one of the melech comes and knocks on the door to get close to the king. V'yatza melech likrason, the melech comes out to greet him. That's a saying gula. We're saying gula in order to bring us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But what happens? The guy digging long ditches the melech. He rings the doorbell and runs away. Okay, that's what be someone being mafsik between geula and tefillah. Vimroei amelch shehiv v'halachlo. He sees the guy runs away. Afu malchli v'shuv einu ma'iskar v'lo k'shechozor v'dofa. Even he's going to come back now. The melech's going to be uninterested. He's not going to come back to the door. And therefore, so too, if we're mafsik between geula and tefillah, v'shuv smoreinu v'rabeinu arashli. We're dofik on the door of the melech. In order to start their Shemoneh Esrei, we have to continue with the Shemoneh Esrei and not to be masik between them. Therefore, that's the reason why we have over here smichas gula tefillah, even on Shabbos, and one should be machmer if one is possible. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. What should tzarich lekach? Says the Mishnah Berurah. What would be a case where even on Shabbos wouldn't be makel? Hainu to mutalanos amen yeshmi rabu kedushu baruch hu gula tefillah to Shabbos at b'shachas. The nafka minu would be that generally we are not going to answer amen yeshmi rabu. Between Gula and Tefillah, but on Shabbos, since the Ramah brings down one reason does not shaykh on Shabbos, one would be allowed to go ahead and say Amen Yeshmi Rabbah, Kaddish and Kedusha on Shabbos. Okay, so that's in terms of that. That's Shabbos though. The Ramah, if you go back to the parentheses again, he says, Ulanias Taiti, near the Masha Enkin B'Yantav, he only mentioned Shabbos, but not Yantav. Yantav, there isn't any Natsvichas Gula Tefillah, unlike Shabbos, who Mishum Shem Yemei Adin, as we know from the Gemara, the Mishnayos tell us that Kemeditam Mishnah Beis Perek Kamed the Rosh Hashanah VePesach Al Tfula VeChuli. Every Chag is judgment on a different thing. Pesach Al Tfula Tfua Atzeres on Peres Eilon, and we have on water is on Sukkos. Therefore, it's Yom Adin. Therefore, there's somewhat of Yom Tzara on Yom Yantif. Therefore, we have number one. We have this Indian of being Samech Gulul Tfula even on Yantif. Even if you hear Kaddish Kedusha v'chulei v'chulei, or if Shishayach on Yantav, and also Marino B'Rav Shlita says that's the reason also why we Davka say Yisker on Yantav. Yisker on Yantav is someone of a Yom Din. Therefore, Davka we say Yisker on Yom Yomitovim, even though it's a Yantav. You think that's not the time to say Yisker, but we see it is Yemei Adin or on all these things. So therefore, it's Ksas Yom Adin also on the Neshamos, and therefore we go ahead and say Yisker on these days. Okay, so that is all we had in Sif Al. Let's move on and try and finish the Simon over here. Says the Mechaber, Sif Beis, this is the Rosh Hashiva's second question. Hachazin, kishematkel shmon asri b'kol ram, chozor v'yomar Hashem sasai tivtach ufiyagid. When the Chazin goes ahead and says his chozor is a shas, he has to stop and be fair to the Mechaber over here to say Hashem sasai tivtach ufiyagid. Now, very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, B'shem Nachronim, he says, the Pasuk says, Shaykh L'Tfilah K'Nisrael, V'tov Shiyomrenu B'lachash. But it's good to say it quietly. So this I never really understood. Why Dafka, the Mishnah Berurah brings to say it quietly? Harav, Shlita. Why the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Dafka by the Chazan, he should say Hashem Sasai Tiftach quietly? Why Dafka quietly and not out loud? But if Hashem says Tiftach is Tefillah Richta Domi, why not say it? Well, either Mimanashach, we not so say it, don't say it. If he's supposed to say, why Dafka quietly? He's not motzi the tzibur if Hashem says Tiftach. To me, to make like a, so that everyone knows that he's not makir, that he's not motzi the tzibur in this. He's only motzi the tzibur in Shmona Esrei Brachos.
If the Mishnah Berurah says that on Shabbos you may be mafsik and on Yom Tov Shechal yes for Shabbos, it's like Shabbos or like Yom Tov?
And do we say is it Yom HaDin also on Yom Tov Shechal yes for Shabbos? It's Yom HaDin, then it would be Shaykh.
Shaykh even on Shabbos.
So then even though it's Shabbos, you would still say that one would not answer Amin Yesh Mirab and Kedusha in those cases. Okay. Tadar Abara. So that is the minhag amongst Ashkenaz, like the Mishnah Berurah over here, is to say it quietly. The Rav says because he's not motzi the tzibur, though it's part of his tefillah. He's not motzi the tzibur. Hashem says tach only in the Shmona Esrei Brachos. However, not everyone agrees with the Mishnah Berurah. The Kaf HaChayim brings down that no, you should say it out loud b'kol ram, and that's the minhag why Svardim go ahead and say Hashem says tach also out loud. The Pashas of the Mechaber over here, Svardim Makdim say it out loud. Many Ashkenazim follow the Mishnah Berurah over here, and that's why they say it quietly. But you should know that if you know what you're doing, you have to say it. Though still, you still say Hashem says Haytitach, but you would say it quietly in this case. Okay. And then the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sifkat Yud says the following: Katav a prima god that Shliach Tzibur einar shay lahatzik laachash he's pal belachash rak ledvar mitzvah. Okay. After the Shliach Tzibur is done, he's waiting there to start his chazar sashas. He is not allowed to be masik after he done lachash unless it's a ledvar mitzvah. If there's a minion next door, he can answer Amen Yeshmi Rabbah. It is usher to go ahead and massacre. That's in terms of the Chazan. What about a Yachid who's finished when I say, and he's waiting for Chazar Sashas? What about him? So, Morin Rabbeinu Rajli told me in the valley, if it's a day that you have Tachlan, it's Bad, that we already learned earlier on, we're going to learn later on also, that you're not allowed to be massive between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachlan, the whole Koch of Tachlan comes from your Shemoneh Esrei, Vaday, it's going to be Asr Lahasik. For any, you're not allowed to be Masik, even to learn Bepeh would be Asr. To learn with your mouth would be Asr. To learn with your only your eyes, that would be Mutter to do between Shemoneh Esrei and. Okay? Morin Rabbeinu Rajli says also, even to make up Davin. Even to go ahead and say tefillos that you missed, okay, to make up psukah dezimra, whatever tefillos you miss, while you're waiting for the chazan, would be usher to do on days that you have tachlum, because you're not allowed to be masik. You're not allowed to be masik. However, on days that there is no tachlum, then it's mutter lahasik maker to dinner. You're allowed to do things that for sure, like the chazan of our mitzvah, you can answer my neish mirabah, v'chule, but always, still, better not, for sure, not to start talking to your neighbor, would be absolutely usher, but there'll be the chilek over here between days you're going to say tachlum versus days you're not going to have tachlum. Let's finish off the Simon Sif Gimel says, Im ad shelo kara kriyatra matza tzibor mispal. If you have not said kriyatra and now the tzibor starts to daf. Lo yitpal ala mehenda locha is it shacharis. If the tzibor gets to Shmona Esrei, even though you're in Birkas Kriyatra, you do not skip Birkas Kriyatra, you don't create Kriyatra and start to sing Shmona Esrei with the tzibor to get tefillah b'tzibor. No. Why ala kara kriyatra v'achar yitpal al demismach ge'ula l'tefillah adif. Smichas Gula Tfila is more important than minion. It's more important than diving Tfila, but Tzibor is Smichas Gula Tfila, and therefore we do not skip in order to do Smichas Gula in order to get Tfila, but Tzibor, because Smichas Gula Tfila is Adif. However, as Rashi would point out also, in Sif Katan Yud Alf, the Mishnah Berurah says that Marav is different. Marav is like a suffix, it's a quasi smichas gulul tefillah, and therefore we say the opposite by Marav. By Marav, we generally say that tefillah b'tzibur is more important than smichas gulul tefillah, and therefore, if someone comes late to Marav, he goes ahead and starts with the Tzibur Shmoneh Esrei, and then only after Shmoneh Esrei, he goes ahead and says Birkas Kriyat Shema, and Kriyat Shema look inside. See, cutting enough. What's the Omer? Im Berchosev, Vekozev Eshachris. Avo Ba'arbis, Yipali Mehem, Vachar Korei Kriyat Shema, Kmoshe Kata, Besimen Reish, Lam, Vav, Sif, Gimel, Ad Kan for today.